Comprensión de textos orales. Esta prueba consta de tres tareas. Primera tarea. Escuchará la grabación dos veces. Dispone de un minuto para leer el cuestionario.
Example.
Have your parents been Zoom bombing your classroom? According to a Wall Street Journal report on distance learning, some moms and dads out there have been butting in where they don't belong. Teachers are reporting cases of parents not only sitting next to their kids on Zoom, but asking questions themselves. Some parents are even texting teachers while class is in session.
Extract 1.
Two players from the Pittsburgh Steelers just got fined $5,000 each for wearing their socks too low. Wide receiver Juju Smith-Schuster and running back James Conner were both flagged by the league for breaking a dress code that requires players to wear their socks all the way up to their pants. Specifically, the letter detailing the punishment read, "Your stockings fail to cover your lower leg."
Extract 2.
He's only 12 and can legitimately say he's made the find of a lifetime. Nathan Rushkin was hiking with his dad in the Badlands of Alberta, Canada, when he spotted something sticking up from the dirt. The seventh grader is a bit of a dinosaur buff, and he immediately knew it was something special. Fossil experts have since confirmed that what Nathan stumbled on was a bone from a young hadrosaur, a duck-billed dinosaur that roamed the region 69 million years ago.
Extract 3.
Imagine getting driven around in a car without a driver. The company Waymo, which is owned by Google's parent company Alphabet, has announced it will soon offer its fully driverless robo-taxis to the general public in Phoenix, Arizona. For the last year, 1,500 people had taken part in a test program of the ride-hailing service. But in the coming weeks, more people will have the opportunity to sign up through the app and then hail a ride in one of the company's 300 automated minivans.
Extract 4.
The United Nations International Day of the Girl offered some amazing opportunities for kids all over the world. The theme of yesterday's campaign was My Voice, Our Equal Future. And as part of the program, in the last week, girls were allowed to take top government jobs in Kenya, Peru, Sudan, Vietnam, and Finland. That's where 16-year-old Ava Murto stepped into the shoes of Prime Minister Sanna Marin on Wednesday.
Extract 5.
The expression, turning lemons into lemonade, generally means turning something bad into something good. And that's what a Louisiana city has done after getting pummeled not once but twice by hurricanes this season and losing a lot of trees. So residents of Derrida have created a lot of stumpkins, turning tree stumps into decorations for Halloween. The city's mayor says getting the community involved was vital to keeping spirits high and has helped remind adults and children alike that joy can be found even from things that are broken.
Extract 6.
Researchers in Norway spent 2 years combing the globe for exceptionally bright dogs, and they found six, all of them border collies. Now Whiskey, Max, Gaia, Rico, Nalani, and Squall will compete against each other in live-streamed challenges to find out which one of them is tops in intelligence. The chosen dogs don't just understand commands, all know the names of up to 100 objects. Over the next few weeks, we'll get to watch as they learn brand new words for brand new toys.
Extract 7.
I'm not sure how much someone would be willing to pay for your sneakers, but 8 pairs are up for auction right now online through the prestigious auction house Sotheby's, and they're expected to rake in some really big bucks. They're test samples or one-off editions, like the Pigeon Nike Dunk Low, which were inspired by New York's pigeons. This shoe has 2 shades of gray with a bright orange outsole, like the bird's foot. Other pairs up for sale were designed by a Japanese illustrator, an American graffiti artist, and a French expressionist.
Dispone de 45 segundos antes de volver a escuchar la grabación.
Example.
Have your parents been Zoom bombing your classroom? According to a Wall Street Journal report on distance learning, some moms and dads out there have been butting in where they don't belong. Teachers are reporting cases of parents not only sitting next to their kids on Zoom, but asking questions themselves. Some parents are even texting teachers while class is in session.
Extract 1.
2 players from the Pittsburgh Steelers just got fined $5,000 each for wearing their socks too low. Wide receiver Juju Smith-Schuster and running back James Conner were both flagged by the league for breaking a dress code that requires players to wear their socks all the way up to their pants. Specifically, the letter detailing the punishment read, "Your stockings fail to cover your lower leg."
Extract 2.
He's only 12 and can legitimately say he's made the find of a lifetime. Nathan Rushkin was hiking with his dad in the Badlands of Alberta, Canada, when he spotted something sticking up from the dirt. The 7th grader is a bit of a dinosaur buff, and he immediately knew it was something special. Fossil experts have since confirmed that what Nathan stumbled on was a bone from a young hadrosaur, a duck-billed dinosaur that roamed the region 69 million years ago.
Extract 3.
Imagine getting driven around in a car without a driver. The company Waymo, which is owned by Google's parent company Alphabet, has announced it will soon offer its fully driverless robo-taxis to the general public in Phoenix, Arizona. For the last year, 1,500 people had taken part in a test program of the ride-hailing service. But in the coming weeks, more people will have the opportunity to sign up through the app and then hail a ride in one of the company's 300 automated minivans.
Extract 4.
The United Nations International Day of the Girl offered some amazing opportunities for kids all over the world. The theme of yesterday's campaign was My Voice, Our Equal Future. And as part of the program, in the last week, girls were allowed to take top government jobs in Kenya, Peru, Sudan, Vietnam, and Finland. That's where 16-year-old Ava Murto stepped into the shoes of Prime Minister Sanna Marin on Wednesday.
Extract 5.
The expression, turning lemons into lemonade, generally means turning something bad into something good. And that's what a Louisiana city has done after getting pummeled not once but twice by hurricanes this season and losing a lot of trees. So residents of Derrida have created a lot of stumpkins, turning tree stumps into decorations for Halloween. The city's mayor says getting the community involved was vital to keeping spirits high and has helped remind adults and children alike that joy can be found even from things that are broken.
Extract 6.
Researchers in Norway spent 2 years combing the globe for exceptionally bright dogs, and they found 6, all of them border collies. Now Whiskey, Max, Gaia, Rico, Nalani, and Squall will compete against each other in live-streamed challenges to find out which one of them is tops in intelligence. The chosen dogs don't just understand commands, all know the names of up to 100 objects. Over the next few weeks, we'll get to watch as they learn brand new words for brand new toys.
Extract 7.
I'm not sure how much someone would be willing to pay for your sneakers, but 8 pairs are up for auction right now online through the prestigious auction house Sotheby's, and they're expected to rake in some really big bucks. They're test samples or one-off editions, like the Pigeon Nike Dunk Low, which were inspired by New York's pigeons. This shoe has 2 shades of gray with a bright orange outsole, like the bird's foot. Other pairs up for sale were designed by a Japanese illustrator, an American graffiti artist, and a French expressionist.
Dispone de 45 segundos para completar la tarea. Fin de la primera tarea.